The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development recently added a new online tool to help those who have lost a job or just want to make a career change. The online tool throws the old-fashioned idea of a career ladder out the window and replaces it with a career lattice. KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains.
State economist Todd Mosher highlighted a new online job-finding tool in the December issue of Alaska Economic Trends. As Mosher explains, the new Career Lattice program gives workers who've lost their jobs or are changing careers new ways to think about what's next.
The Career Lattice branches out to occupations that are about the same level. Instead of just identifying occupations for advancement to or from an occupation.
Originally, the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development's Research and Analysis section developed a career ladder tool in 2008. It was just like it sounds, a tool to help people climb up from one occupation to the next. Recently, they rolled out the updated Career Lattice tool, which suggests lateral and horizontal moves to people in related industries as well as the one they've been working in. Mosher says the tool is based on 9 years of tracking workers in Alaska and finding out the career paths they took from one occupation to another. He says researchers analyzed more than 2 million occupation transitions to come up with the lattice. The tool allows you to search more than 800 different occupations and shows you how they overlap. Mosher says in the tightening economy, it's increasingly important for workers to be creative and flexible.
Alaska's doing better than the rest of the country, but we're still at higher unemployment rates than we have been. And any additional ideas or opportunities people can explore to find new employment is always going to be useful. A lot of times a person loses a job and they're out there looking for the exact same job, and perhaps the reason they lost that job is because there aren't any opportunities for that. Using the Career Lattice can give them some additional ideas about related jobs that may fit them that they wouldn't have otherwise thought of.
Say, for instance, you've lost your job as a medical coder at a health corporation. Instead of just looking for another coder job, Mosher says,
taking a look at the career lattice, I see that one option would be an executive secretary or administrative assistant, because you would have a lot of common skills and abilities as a coder. Other options would be an eligibility and loan interviewer. And there are a number of clerk jobs, file clerks, general office clerks, receptionists, and information clerks.
As Mosher explains, workers can use the Lattice tool in a variety of ways.
When they go on the Lattice, they'll see a link that says how to use the Career Lattice. And when they click on that, there's three different examples, and one of those examples would be an advancement to a goal occupation. That would be like the entry-level job seeker or the student who's trying to plan a career and they're exploring different occupations. The other scenario would be advancement from a current occupation. And then the other scenario would be someone that's looking for something immediately.
The new tool is something Mosher says he hopes will give Alaska workers who use it an edge in their job search.
It recognizes that there are overlapping skills and abilities between different occupations. And that's what makes them related, and it makes it realistic for people to transfer between these different occupations. The more occupations you are aware of that you may qualify for or be able to train for, the better off you are.
You can find the new Career Lattice tool on the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development's website. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.